We begin the hour by welcoming into the program the founder and clinical director of the largest private ADHD specialty clinic in the United States. She's practiced psychology in the Washington, D.C. area for many years and is the author of a number of books, including her newest, Still Distracted After All These Years, Help and Support for Older Adults with ADHD. We welcome Dr. Kathleen Netto to the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited to talk about this issue.
Well, you've had a long career in working on and with ADHD, and you learned about it, as you point out in your introduction, from your family.
I sure did. I would say a good half of the people in my family of all three generations have ADHD. So this is a very personal interest of mine, not just a professional one.
I was fascinated to learn in the book that as our population demographics change, I'm one of those baby boomers, and as our generation grows older and older, we're going to reach a point where we'll have more adults with ADHD than kids.
And frankly, we're at that tipping point now. In 7 years, there'll be as many older adults with ADHD as kids. But right now, if you count adults in their 20s, 30s, and beyond, there are far more adults with ADHD in this country than there are kids and teens.
Well, there are plenty of challenges to getting older as is, and some of them can be related to just the normal aging process. But when you factor in ADHD as well, well, there are a lot of things for aging Americans to pay attention to.
There sure are. And I think it's so important to realize, as I talk about the things that people with ADHD struggle with in their later years, yes, there are plenty of people without ADHD that struggle with some of the same issues, but not to the same extent. Adults with ADHD tend to be very forgetful, disorganized, easily distracted. They get off task. Even if they're in their home or apartment by themselves, they can get off task just because they think of something else or they see something across the room. There's a real struggle with time management, sort of always running late, no schedule. And I'm particularly concerned about older adults with ADHD because what we need to manage ADHD is structure and social support and professional support, and most adults with ADHD don't have any of that in their lives. I mean, once they retire from work, many adults with ADHD lead pretty lonely and isolated lives, and the more they have trouble functioning on their own, the less likely they are to invite people into their lives. They don't want people to see their mess.
Yeah, and as you point out, too, it's even more important now with people living longer to maybe rethink retirement and find a way to stay engaged and keep yourself active for much longer than we would have thought back in the days when Social Security was created. A lot of people living well into their 80s, and so you might have 20 years in retirement. You need to have a plan going forward for that.
I couldn't agree more. It just doesn't make sense to me for people to not work, not have a purpose in life, not have a function in life for 20 or 25 years. Most people don't realize that when the Social Security Administration was first developed, most people lived 1 to 1.5 years past their age of eligibility. In other words, it was payment for your very last years of life, not for your last 25 years of life.
I work in public education, so I see firsthand some of the struggles young people have in dealing with ADHD. And I think people who maybe have not experienced it personally or in their family don't always understand what it means and how difficult it can be for people.
They certainly don't. And I think one of the painful things about living most of your life with undiagnosed ADHD is you've tended to blame yourself as well because you don't know what's going on. So all you know is you don't seem to be able to accomplish the same things that other people your age are accomplishing. They're not forgetting doctor's appointments. They're not always running late. What's wrong with me? Am I just a flake or a screw-up? And I think one of the most healing things about getting diagnosed as an older adult is to understand your brain and that you've been blaming yourself and people around you have been blaming you for a long time for a treatable brain difference.
We're talking with Dr. Kathleen Netto. Her new book is Still Distracted After All These Years. What are some signs? What are some behaviors that older folks can look to and say, well, maybe I ought to investigate and see if I do have ADHD?
Well, that's a very good question. When I first started talking to my staff about this research project and book, and that was 4 or 5 years ago, I was telling them my original findings, and one of our older staff members sort of laughed and said, aren't you just describing older adults?
Mm.
And so I built something into my study, and that is I asked older adults without ADHD what their biggest struggles and concerns were. And they were really quite different. The adults without ADHD said they were worried about their health. They were worried that they weren't taking good care of themselves, specifically not exercising very often, even though they knew they should. They were worried about difficulty staying in touch with their family, their kids living far away, not getting to know their grandchildren because they only saw them a few days or maybe a few weeks a year. Those were the non-ADHD concerns. But the folks with ADHD, their number one challenge is they said, I'm just so frustrated, I can't seem to accomplish anything. The dreams I had of what I'd do in retirement, I'm just not following them. I procrastinate, I have trouble getting started. Even if I get started on a task, I tend to not complete it. My world is filled with incompleted tasks. My emotions aren't under control. I'm irritable, I'm frustrated, I'm anxious, I'm impatient. So it's a very different picture. Older adults sort of feeling, I just can't seem to manage. I'm not sleeping well. I'm not going to bed at a reasonable hour. I'm not cooking healthy meals. It just seems too much trouble, too complicated. So they're not taking good care of themselves, and they're getting pretty darn socially isolated. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners have read articles about loneliness literally kills, that they've estimated that being chronically lonely is as bad for your health as an older adult as if you smoked 15 cigarettes a day. That's pretty bad.
Speaking of that, I found that interesting that one of the potential signs and behaviors is people smoking cigarettes or drinking to excess. What is it about those behaviors that might crop up if someone is dealing with ADHD?
Well, people with ADHD are more vulnerable to addictive behaviors. And another way of looking at addictive behaviors are they are things that make us temporarily feel good, even though the long-term consequences are bad for us. So people temporarily feel better, more alert, maybe calmer if they smoke a cigarette. They may feel calmer if they have a drink. They may feel more satisfied if they've bought something online. We see a lot of addictive shopping, especially among women with ADHD. So I think the real struggle for adults of all ages with ADHD is sort of going for short-term gain instead of long-term benefits. I know I'll feel better and live longer if I exercise every day, but what really appeals to me is eating that sweet or sitting down and watching a television show instead of going for a walk.
If you are diagnosed, there are certainly a lot of different treatments available. And one of the things you address is the perception that some people have that stimulant medication might not be a good idea for older adults.
Yes, and I think people have that impression. Physicians even often have that impression because they're simply not trained in it, and they just don't see the point. They don't see the purpose of medicating an older adult. And this is really ironic because if you go into nursing homes, you will find, and these are very old, very fragile people, that stimulants are often prescribed to them to counteract lethargy, to counteract depression. So here we are worrying about prescribing stimulants to a 65 or 70-year-old, and yet lots of geriatric doctors are prescribing stimulants to 85 or 90-year-olds.
And, of course, older adults who have ADHD, it impacts not only them, but the people in their orbit as well. How can that? How can it have an impact on relationships, and what can be done to ease some of those stresses?
Well, that's a great question. We've known for a long time that adults with ADHD are more likely to be divorced. And that has to do with emotional reactivity and impulsivity, overreacting to frustrations, being more argumentative, just having a harder time getting along in their daily life. And that's the picture that we've had for a long time, that people with ADHD are just not likely to have stable, long-lasting marriages. But one of the really interesting things I found, and I interviewed 150 adults that were already diagnosed with ADHD, and I found a very different pattern. They may have married young and gotten divorced, but many of the people that I interviewed reported to me that they were currently in a very long and satisfying marriage of 20, 25, 30 years. And universally, what they told me is, I understood myself better, I understood what I needed better, and my spouse is understanding and very patient. We focus on the positive. We focus on what we share together. And my spouse doesn't get frustrated because I run late so often or because I don't pick up my things around the house. They understand that I'm not doing it on purpose, and they support me. And I think that's really the key.
You write that it's also important to accept your diagnosis, understand there's no quick fix, but you can also be proactive and find some ways to help yourself, take some action steps, and then it often starts with asking questions. And one of the best is to ask yourself, what's getting in my way?
Absolutely. And I think what people, older people with ADHD, need to know is you're going to function better when there is purpose and structure and activity in your daily life. And often, you know, you were talking about people living so long after retirement. Very often, I will recommend to one of my clients that they look for a part-time job, a job that will give them a place to go, something to do when they get there, a job that will give them social interaction. I'll give you an example. I worked with a woman who had been a school teacher, and she had done pretty darn well because of the structure in her life during her working career. And then things kind of fell apart. She moved back down south to where she'd grown up, lived in a quiet retirement community, and she just didn't know what to do with herself. I suggested she look for work, and she got a job in a big golf resort in North Carolina working in the gift shop. You know, it paid minimum wage. She wasn't doing it for money, but she loved it. She told me of all the people she met who came into the shop. She was only doing it a few hours a day, and it added that much-needed stimulation and structure that we all need to find a way to build into our lives.
What's one of the biggest misperceptions out there about ADHD?
I think one of the biggest misperceptions is that it's not valid, it's overdiagnosed, that, you know, you just need to get your act together. ADHD is a big excuse. And we've got the ADHD in children is the most highly researched childhood disorder. And we know that there are differences in brain chemistry. We know there are differences in brain structure. We know there are differences in the brain wave patterns of people with ADHD. So it's not fictional at all. The thing we're not talking enough about, though, is that there are also really positive things about having what I think of as a kind of a brain, not just a disorder. And that is that a lot of people with ADHD are very, very creative. They're creative problem solvers. They often are visionaries. You'd be surprised the much higher number of entrepreneurs that have ADHD, because they're risk takers and they have a great idea and they're energetic. And if they have somebody to structure and support their enterprise, they're often very successful.
Well, it's a fascinating book, Still Distracted After All These Years, Help and Support for Older Adults with ADHD. Dr. Kathleen Netto, the author. Dr. Netto, thanks for your work, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I enjoyed it.